Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what day it is of the Inner Winner Show. I'm here with Auntie.
Who's that?
The main host of the Inner Winner Show.
Okay, that's cool. This is a great intro. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like sexual intercourse? I do too.
I do, yeah.
We met another virgin girl.
Semi-virgin.
I think she counts as a virgin. So all she's ever had is she's played with a dildo.
With another girl.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't count as taking your virginity. It has to be man-made. It has to be a sausage. It has to be a big old dirty penis like mine.
Yeah, but by that logic, all lesbians are virgins.
Yeah, correct. I agree. So all lesbians are faking it. That's a hot take.
That's not.
That's my hot take. What else can I... Let's do like a bunch of hot takes. All lesbians are faking it.
That's not true. Mm-mm.
That's a good hot take. So we met this girl. Mm-hmm. This is like the second virgin girl that we met in like a week. Why are you shoving the microphone in my fucking mouth?
You're the one that said to hold it close and talk loudly.
So we met this girl. Virgin. Mm. Has only had a dildo. That was it. Never done anything with guys ever.
Mm.
I don't even know if she'd ever kissed a guy based on the way she was talking.
Yeah.
So we met her on Tinder, on your Tinder.
Yep.
We did the classic, yo, do you want to try some BDSMs and a threesome? What do you reckon? And she was all like, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done much.
Mm. Which has been happening a lot recently.
Yeah. And to be fair, we were going to meet another girl last night who was also a virgin, which would have been the third in like 9 days. But we weren't as into her. And so we didn't meet her.
Mm.
And so this girl that we did meet, second virgin girl, went to a bar, had some cocktails.
Mm-hmm. There was a cockroach at the bar.
You freaked out over a cockroach. Both of you literally sprinted to the other side of the fucking bar like children because there was a cockroach. Like, you literally you jumped up.
Yeah.
Both of you freaked the fuck out.
I have to sit there
like a fucking normie going like, well, why are these like random psycho girls sprinting across the other bar? I have to feel embarrassed that I'm even with you two.
Well,
at that point, I'm like...
You chose to stay there, didn't you?
At that point, my erection went down. Literally, you guys turned me off that much that my boner went down. Right? I'm not going to say anything. Okay, I'm going to say something. We're sitting in this park and there's this girl that I swear to God is like 4 inches tall.
She's not that short.
And she's the cutest thing I've ever seen. She looks like a fucking child. And I don't mean that in a pedophile way.
Makes it so much worse.
I know. How do you
that?
Say it? Like, no, she looks fucking adorable. She looks like a fucking child, but she's clearly an adult. And because her boyfriend looks like he's like in his 20s or late 20s or whatever. And she just looks like a fucking midget. I really want to adopt a midget. Anyway, so we went to this bar and met this virgin chick.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple of cocktails, took her back. We had sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I will say she wasn't as tight as the other girl. She was definitely tight. We had to go real fucking slow and use lube and shit. But once she got into it, she's like a fucking...
Because,
she really got into it.
It was very interesting how confident
quickly,
she seemed.
Yeah.
And felt like never really having done anything with a guy.
Yeah. Like, she went on top at one point. She was riding. And then she's just like fully into it. And you and I are just making out. Like, you and I are talking. And she's off in her own world.
Mm.
Just riding. Really enjoying it. Mm. While you and I are just kind of hanging out. She's just using my dick, basically, while we're chilling. I think she did for a while forget that we were there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's that case of, like, getting lost in... I mean, I'm sure it's, like, very intense and novel as well, so you kind of forget the other people, and it's more like, this is an experience that I'm having. We talked about this the other day, but, like, why potentially we seem to find it fairly... low effort to actually meet girls for threesomes is because we do actually consider what we're offering them.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have called this podcast, maybe we will call this podcast, How to Have Threesomes, or You Need to Offer More If You Want to Have Threesomes. Because one of the things I've noticed is a bunch of people on Tinder, a bunch of couples on Tinder, and you see more of these if you have a girl's profile. Like
looking for girls specifically.
Yeah, yeah. You're never going to see a couple's profile if you're a guy looking for girls. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, get one of the girls that you're dating or your girlfriend or something to make a Tinder profile or to change her Tinder profile and change it to like girls looking for girls.
Sure.
And you'll find a bunch of profiles from couples looking for a girl for a threesome. And I will do an article at some point, or maybe we can just call this podcast the same thing. A bunch of them, first of all, their photos usually suck. Most couples have horrible fucking photos of themselves, and that's why they don't get laid.
I will say, and I did point this out when we were talking about it, that it seems more of a thing that's like...
I don't think they're serious about
it. Yeah, we are very actively seeking something with very clear intention. And we're also not doing it to fuck around. Like, we both are fairly short on time, and we want to be as efficient and effective as possible.
Yeah. That I really should do an article at some point about this, but that's another thing you just made me think of. A lot of their bios for these couples, they just kind of say, like, you know, just seeing what happens, and if we meet a nice girl and she wants to join us, like, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, like, let's have a drink and, like, see what happens. None of them have a very clear intention, at least from what I've seen.
And so what, just like a guy looking for a girl, I always talk about you need to be fucking direct. You need to directly say, hey, let's grab a drink, let's flirt and see what happens. Like, you need to, I know that's not completely blunt. You're not saying let's fuck, but you are being way more obvious with your intentions than the average dude on Tinder. The average dude on Tinder just has stupid memes and jokes in his bio. His pictures are all half-assed bathroom selfies or fucking meme joke pictures where he's not actually being serious. If you're just serious on there, your results skyrocket. Like, it's 500 times easier. And we're absolutely serious in our, like, in your profile that, like, no, we're actually just here to meet girls. Like, we're not here to fuck around. We've done it. It's very clear that we've done it before. I think we come across as knowing what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, I think that we changed my profile recently, so it's a lot more obvious and very direct.
And that made it 50 times easier.
Because previously it was like there was one picture of us and then the rest were me, and it was only once I matched that we were kind of being direct. But
so
now
you match with a lot of girls, and then when you say, like, hey, do you want to try a threesome, there's kind of this pushback from a lot of them. They're like, oh, why didn't you fuck, like, you would even get some girls be angry and be like, why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, a lot of the female profiles even say something in their bio like, if you're a couple, fuck off. Like,
yeah. And so we were kind of being a bit more subtle with that, so of course we got a few girls saying, like, fuck off. Now that we've literally in your bio put, I'm in an open relationship, we're both into BDSM, and we both like to teach, and we have more pictures of me in your profile. We now have the last three pictures in your profile are me. There's one of me with my abs, there's one of you and I together, and then there's another one of me holding, like, the handcuffs, like the BDSM picture. And now, like, every girl that matches is like, yeah, I want to meet you guys. Like, we meet.
Yeah.
We match. Funnily enough, we match with the same amount of girls. Like, the matches haven't gone down. Yeah, it hasn't gone down. Maybe it's gone down 35%, but almost every girl that matches knows what you're looking for. And they want the same thing. So therefore, they're not feeling, like, deceived when they meet with us. It's more like, yeah, I knew what you were advertising. Of course, I'd like to grab a drink with you guys. I think that's also one thing we're doing now that we weren't necessarily doing before. We're making it much... We're lowering the barrier to entry. Before, we basically invited girls to our place.
Immediately.
Yeah. Or we said, we'll meet you in public and we'll go straight back to our place. Now we're saying, we're going to meet in public, we'll go grab a drink, we'll see if we like each other. And then, you know, if we like each other, we'll see what happens. That makes it far more easier for girls to say yes, because it's less intimidating.
Yeah, and I think we were talking about this just between ourselves the other day as well, about, like, obviously we have to try a couple of different things and see what we like, but personally I prefer what we're doing now a lot more to what we were previously doing. Because I think we've talked about it before. Previously there was this pressure of, like, what if she gets to our place and we chat for 10 minutes, we don't like her, or it's not great. But now I feel like we have some time to kind of, like, relax and both kind of chill and settle, because it feels like there's no pressure, because if we go to a bar for half an hour and decide, like, yeah, then we can just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, she's not in your apartment.
Yeah, it's harder to kick someone out who's in your apartment, especially, like, because we usually launched straight into sex. We'd have, like, a glass of wine at my place and then straight away have sex. And, yeah, sometimes the bad personality comes out after you've had sex. And there was probably, like, what, five girls that we had sex with that we were like, I don't want to do that again. I don't like her.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was about that. Sunflower girl, we can name them.
PT chick.
Personal trainer chick, yeah.
There's a girl that you were saying for a little bit that...
Which girl... wrecked my fucking handcuffs. Was that the PT chick? Yeah, I hated her. That's the point. Like, you would find this stuff out if you go to a bar and chill for an hour. And the other night, the bar we went to, we hung out for like 3 hours. It was like 2 hours.
Yeah, no, we did actually spend quite a time.
Yeah, because she was pretty likable. And
yeah, at least the last like three or so girls that we've met, I think I've liked them more having sat down and talked.
Because we hung out. Yeah, me too, for sure.
Because they're like interesting and you get to know a bit about them and it's...
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels more sense. Fun.
This is exactly why girls looking for relationships are fucking dumb if they have sex on the first date, especially if they go straight to a guy's place. Specifically, I'm talking about girls who want a relationship or who want something a bit more serious. You're a fucking dumbass if you have sex too quickly because you haven't given yourself time to like the other person or for them to like you. You're making it only about sex. You're kind of making it much harder that you guys will progress to a relationship stage because you've set the framework of casual sex being super easy. And super, so there's always going to be that expectation. It's harder to then try and force it into a relationship. Not that we're looking for relationships, but that's just a side note. So why else is it, we'll keep with this theme of why is it easier for us? It was always fairly easy, but it's now like 50. We literally uninstalled your Tinder and your Bumble because it's like, okay, stop. We've got too many girls. We now have 3 girls that we're seeing and then maybe a 4th one on Thursday. At that point, it's like, we don't have the time to see them all. Like, probably 3 is too much. 4 is just getting stupid.
It's too much.
Yeah. I would have been happy with 2. I think it's, we had success far quicker than I thought we would because I was still thinking how we used to
get flaked on.
We used to get flaked on all the time.
To be fair, we still have. Like, we've had bunch of girls flaked. Yeah. But
far less now that we're literally saying we'll go meet in a bar and chill and, you know, give all of us time to make sure we click and shit.
Yeah, definitely a lower barrier to entry. I think particularly for girls that don't have a lot of experience.
And all of the ones that we've seen don't so far, all 3. Two were literally virgins, and the other girl, the first girl that we saw, I don't think she's had a lot of experience. She even particularly said, I haven't.
Mm.
It wouldn't surprise me. We'll ask her next time we see her, but it wouldn't surprise me if she's only ever had like 1 or 2 boyfriends because she comes across like that. She's very vanilla and she like wants to explore and she's never had a threesome, never fooled around with girls or any of that.
Yeah, we've made it very chill and friendly. And I think it's also an element of specifically saying we like to teach. I think that element...
That phrasing is perfect.
Yeah, it's probably appealing to people that don't have much experience because they can kind of let go and not feel this pressure like they have to be someone who's had a lot of sex or knows what they're doing.
The first virgin girl that we saw, she was very worried that, like, she asked, like, several times over text. She's like, are you sure you guys don't mind that I don't know what I'm doing? Are you sure it's not a pain for you to have to teach me? Are you sure? And we're like, yeah, like, we enjoy that. That's the dynamic we actually like. So she would not have come to us if we didn't include that line in your bio.
Yeah, and I think we are fairly empathetic and reassuring about everything. It's actually funny because I'm still, the girl that you're referring to, I'm still messaging her because there's a chance we might meet up with her again, maybe. She is still like that. Like,
what do you
very
mean? We're definitely going to meet her. What are you talking
are
about?
Are we?
Yeah, why would we not meet her?
I think you're referring to someone else.
Who are you talking about?
Like the second girl who was a virgin that we've ever had from Melbourne.
Oh, fuck's sakes. I didn't know who the fuck you... Okay. You mean the other virgin. Okay. The one from Melbourne who's still in Melbourne. I thought you were talking about the
There's
first
so
girl.
There's so many virgins. Oh, my God. You just can't tell the difference.
It's getting embarrassing at this point. No, the first girl that we met, the one that was, like, way cuter in person, and she was a reverse catfish, and she was, like, 20 times cuter than her pictures.
Her photos were so bad. So
yeah,
bad.
She had, like, terrible... We literally met... I know we talked about this on the previous podcast. We literally met... We had a big discussion beforehand. We're like, okay, we only have to get, like, 1 drink, and if we don't like her, we can leave. And then as soon as I saw her, I was like, this bitch is way cuter. Why'd she have such shit pictures? Yeah. Other reasons why we're successful now and others aren't. I think the biggest reason, I said this to you, a lot of the other couples on Tinder, they have too many like lovey-dovey photos of themselves. They're like holding hands, staring into the sunset. They're like snuggling in all their pictures. They're super like couplesy and like romantic and shit. Think how fucking much that would put you off if you're a girl coming into that. You're like, am I going to break up this fucking relationship? Like, how can I get in the middle of that? And what kind of pressure is that for me?
Yeah, and I think for us, it's obvious that we're still in a relationship, but it's not...
We don't shove it in their face. And even when we're sitting in the bar, it's not like I'm snuggling up to you, because I feel like that's inappropriate. If you're bringing someone else in to have some fun with, like, it's inappropriate to be all snuggling. And we do stuff like during sex. I hold your hand. I clearly stroke your face. I'm clearly giving you stuff I'm not giving them. But I don't, like, shove that in her fucking face. Like, how rude is that?
And I will say the whole couple-y thing, like, it's not sexual. Like, photos of, like, couples, like, hugging, that's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, and you're trying to say you want a sexual thing, but you're framing it like a romantic thing. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you can't just have a romantic thing with someone you've never met. Like, you're giving... It's, like, conflicting. You get what I'm trying to say? I'm not phrasing it correctly, but, like... You don't put across on Tinder looking for a fucking threesome. You don't put across vibes of, like, romance and intimacy and love and affection. That's the vibes you're giving off. It's almost like you're giving off nice guy vibes. It's like you've made a nice guy profile. You're being over-the-top romantic and lovey-dovey and shit, but you're looking for something sexual.
Yeah. And I think other elements, I mean, we touched about it before, like, we say that we like to teach. I think this all encompasses this idea that we talked about that was, like, you're not, when I guess other couples don't seem to be considering the audience, like, what are we giving them?
Yeah,
like, in our profile we're clearly trying to give them
and
something.
By audience, just for context, by audience we mean the girls that you're trying to match with. Yeah, your target audience, that's what we mean.
Yeah, we're clearly giving them something. We're teaching them BDSM, we're, like, giving them an experience, like, whereas
yeah,
I think we've even talked about this before.
And throw one more thing in there. We're teaching them BDSM. We're also teaching them, in a lot of cases that we seem to be screening in these girls, we're teaching them how to fool around with another girl, because almost all of them have only had a couple of experiences with girls, or they haven't had an experience with guys, or they haven't had BDSM. That kind of covers almost everyone. Like, we're teaching everyone something.
Yeah, I think that goes for most girls, for girls on Tinder. At least that seems to be the case. Most people seem to do it as an experimental thing, but yeah, we're clearly giving them something. And I think we've talked about this, but other couples seem to want to tell the audience, the girls, like, what they want. They're, like, looking for XYZ rather than, like, we can give you.
It's like when you look at a profile and you have, like, this is the best example I can think of, like, a fat chick, and she's got, like, all these things that she requires, and at no point, maybe I shouldn't have picked the fat chick, but that's just the best example I can think of. Older women do this too. So, like, someone who shouldn't necessarily be in a position where they're demanding everything, or they're at least unreasonable with their demands. They have too many demands. They have, like, a checklist of stuff, like, you must be tall, you must be 6 foot, you must do this, 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 and this. And at no point in that checklist do they say, and here's what I can give you in return, or here's what I'm promising you, or here's how it can be a mutually beneficial relationship or a hookup or whatever. And yeah, you're right, too many of the couples on Tinder looking for threesomes are exactly like that. They're like, we want this, we want this, we want this, instead of the way that we're doing it, which any fucking decent... Not that this is sales, but I guess it kind of is, because you are marketing. It is sales, isn't it? You're marketing yourself.
I think because other people aren't as serious, they're not seeing it as such. It's like this, like,
yeah,
fun,
sure,
experimental.
They're just
thing.
Fucking around. They're, like, not actually serious. They don't actually care if they get someone, and they would just waste 6 months and go, well, it didn't work out. Sorry, babe. At least we tried. And it's like, no, you didn't fucking try.
Yeah. Like we said, we're going into this wanting to be efficient, because we even said at the start of it, we don't necessarily want to be fucking around on Tinder for the next however long. It's like, we want to kind of have some girls, see
them
regularly, and then switch it off.
That's why I was glad that we've now disabled your Tinder. We haven't deleted it, so we can go back to it at any point, but we've disabled it. I've uninstalled it. It's on neither of our phones. Deleted your Bumble and Hinge and all that. Is like, it's all shut down, basically, because at this point it's like, come on, do you need more than four chicks? Like,
I don't have fucking time for that.
I already feel stressed. I said that to you the other day. I was like, these girls should be okay with only seeing us once every 2 weeks, hopefully, because, like, we just don't have time to see them every week each. That's four nights we would have to take up seeing four different... It's like, geez, that stresses me out when I start thinking of that. I already get stressed out thinking, like, every 2 weeks means two nights a week we have to spend with one of them. What point was I making? Yeah, because at this point we've had, like, this is 17.
I'm not counting.
I think we're at 17 different girls that we've had threesomes with together at this point. So it is a matter of, like, efficiency. And I know the older we get, the longer you and I are together, we will just become, like, we'll probably get to a point where it's like, we'll just do the most efficient thing possible. And I think what we're both moving towards, and the reason that we've started looking for inexperienced, especially virgin girls, the reason we're trying so hard with the virgin girls that we match with, like, because we have been trying a lot harder. Like, as soon as we get a virgin chick, we're like, okay, here we go. Let's, like, really try and make sure she's comfortable, make sure she wants to meet us, all that kind of stuff. I think the reason we've been doing that is because that's more likely to be a longer-term thing. You don't have to, like, I think we're moving, or we are definitely moving away from what we did early on, which was, let's just have some fun hookups and not really worry if it's a one-night stand. I don't have the time or the mental energy to be having one-night stands. I don't think anyone does. I haven't wanted one-night stands for years, but I think, generally speaking, we're moving more in a direction of, like, okay, hopefully this chick sees us for 6 months and we don't have to even worry about Tinder for 6 months. It's, like, nice and efficient. We get a bit of fun. We can just focus on business, art, your art, my business, other goals, and not have to, like, stress about, because it is work. Like, Tinder is work. It's effort. Going to bars and meeting new people is effort as well.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a time sink. And
time sink, yeah, more than anything.
We both probably get a bit worked up about time wasting too, like doing stuff that's like,
because at,
like,
this point in time we both have goals that we want to be crushing, like me with my financial goals, you know, making money and shit like that, you with your art, and then eventually making money, yeah, and then your weight loss and fitness and 15 other things that we're working on. Yeah, sex is like,
I think for you, I mean, this definitely applies less for me, but it's like a maintenance thing for you.
I want it to just be maintenance,
come across that way.
I suspect the richer I get, we've talked about this, you and I have talked about this, at some point we'll figure out a way to outsource it. Like, I would just pay someone else to do my fucking Tinder or something. So that it takes, like, no effort. They could just give me the numbers and be like, hey, this girl wants to go on a date with you on Friday. And you can be like, cool, like, done. But yeah, maintenance. I think you can get to a fairly maintenance point. Like, if we just have, like, one or two girls that we see for, like, 6 months at a time, minimum 6 months, it's like, that's easy. Cool, we're handled for 6 months.
Yeah, at that point, it's pretty efficient. And I think, like we said, like, if it's something that, like, for anybody listening that they're wanting to do it, like, as a thing with the girl that they're seeing, I think, at least from what we've done, just having a clear intention is a really mm-hmm. good way of doing that. If you want it to be something that's not this big effort, like, there's a reason it's called, like, so the term for it is a unicorn, is the, like, the extra girl for
I
a
hate
couple
that term. I really hate that term.
The notion comes that it's like, it's really, it's hard, rare, and
okay,
hard
so
to
how
find.
Did we find 17 unicorns in, like, what, a year and a half of trying?
That's what I mean. So if it's something you're looking to do, if you're just going with intention and
you'll
something to
like
give,
you'll find like 50 fucking unicorns a week if you want to. 100 a week.
Yeah.
300 a week.
Not hyperbolic at all.
No.
Mm.
I don't know what that word means. That's big. That's a big word, like licorice all sorts. That's another
words.
Big word. It's three words.
Licorice
all sorts.
Is all sorts hyphenated, or is it one word? We can Google
it's all
this.
Hyphenated. Yeah. So at some point, I'm going to finish my threesome guide when I get some time. I have other projects I'm working on first that are more important. And part five of the threesome guide will be about how to do everything we're doing. In fact, it'll probably end up being a good thing that I take some time before I finish that, because we will have a lot more to say at this point, because we're still, like, we're getting better at it, obviously, but it's taking less time and effort. But in the time, if you don't want to wait for that, because I have no idea, that could be a fucking year away. It's not anything I plan on doing anytime soon. If you want to have a threesome with your girlfriend or a girl that you're seeing, I think let's summarize. Have a clear intention. So on your profile, make it clear that, like, literally write in an open relationship. You can put in brackets, we're into BDSM, or we're both really good at teaching, like something like that. Something that shows that you're in the position of knowing what the fuck you're doing. Even if you're not, that's fine. You'll figure it out.
The extension of that is have something to offer.
Yep, for sure. For
Phrase
sure.
it as what you can give the girl, not what you want from the girl.
Yep. And if it's on her profile, like if she's got to buy... I lost my train of thought because we had to pause the video because there was a bunch of, like, weird kids just came running up to us while we're recording, and it's like, I'm not going to be talking about this shit when there's a child looking at me.
Yeah, we're sitting in a park, so people. Yeah.
And if any police are listening to this, we're miles from the children, so please do not, like, come and arrest my girlfriend for being a fucking sick pedophile.
I'm definitely not the one that needs to be worried in this situation.
Are you saying I'm a pedophile, young lady?
I'm saying that women are inherently trusted with children.
Yeah, I know, right? You could probably actually have a conversation about threesomes in front of kids and everyone would be like, oh, she's just exploring her feminine side.
Pushing it.
Anyway, so if your girl or your girlfriend or your friends with benefit, if she wants to set her profile to bisexual and look for girls, she should follow the same sort of stuff. She should, in her bio, have something like, in an open relationship, we're both really good at teaching, or we're both looking for a girl to teach. Again, put yourself in the position of having something to offer, being in the position where you know what you're doing. If you don't, that's fine. You'll figure it out. It's okay. We didn't know what the hell we were doing at the start. Second thing, have good pictures. Requirement. That's a basic requirement. The same thing as if you're single and you're looking for the opposite sex. But maybe even more important here, because people are going to be, it's almost like if you both look average, the girl has two chances to reject one of you. Like, it's almost like two people need to be good looking enough for her to meet. So you really do want to make sure your pictures are good and you look above average. You don't have to look elite, like neither of us do. Our pictures aren't amazing. Heaps of people on my forums have better pictures than I do and than you do, but we get decent pictures. They're pretty decent. You look good in your pictures. You look really good in yours. I look decent in mine. There's one of me with abs. Make sure you have... I wouldn't put too many couples photos. We have one where... And it doesn't look like a couples photo. It's you in a... Yeah, you go.
I was just going to say, it's not like lovey-dovey. It's just like standing
with each other. Like, it looks like a bro. It looks like a fuck buddy standing with a hot chick. Like, literally, you're dressed up, heaps of makeup. Why is this kid running over here? Go away, child. I hate you.
They're like testing out how their legs work. They're running up and down a hill.
Fucking retards. My legs work way better than that shit. I can run way faster than her. Is she like 2 years old? Fucking loser.
They're figuring out how to like move.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so this picture of us is you, heaps of makeup, looking really fucking hot. It was on a Friday night. You have this like really hot top that like shows off your tits, shows off your midsection and that kind of shit. You look really good. And I'm just wearing like fuckboy clothes. And we're not couplesy. It's like you have your arm around me, like you're hanging off me like a hot chick hanging off a guy. What are you making that face at me for? And so it just looks like a hot guy and a hot chick hanging out on a Friday night. It's not a couple's photo. It was taken at night. It was taken on the street with like lights in the background and shit. It clearly looks like a clubbing, like not clubbing, but like you're out on a Friday or Saturday night. Mm. It looks like that kind of vibe. Like, oh, like... Sexual is not the right word, but it's more of a sexual vibe than a club, a lovey-dovey vibe.
It's casual rather than, like, romantic.
Casual and slightly sexual, because it's in the evening and shit like that. Yeah, so that's the only couple's photo we have. And then there's a photo of me in my abs, with my abs. And then there's just another photo of me that's, like, BDSM. I'm wearing a suit and shit. It looks really good. So if your girl's going to set her Tinder up to be bisexual looking for threesomes, have, like, maybe two or three pictures of you that look good. You have to look really good in those. And... try not to have too many couplesy photos. Definitely not lovey-dovey photos. And then if you're reversing it, if you're a guy, I would still put a couple of pictures of your girl, but it's like less important because girls are just naturally going to look better than guys anyway. Like, do you know what I mean? So you only need like one or two pictures of her looking decent. And then it's like the threshold is lower for girls, the attractive threshold.
I would say girls are more accepting when it comes to other girls.
Looks wise, yeah. Like, yep. Your threshold can be lower. And that doesn't mean your girl should let herself go. If any girls are listening to this, or if you're listening to this with your man...
Still have nice pictures, but...
Yeah, have good pictures. You still want to be working on your self-improvement and stuff, because the whole point of life is to get better and better over time. Like, so don't let yourself go or be a slob or anything like that. But the guy's pictures need to be far more on point and attractive and put effort into them versus the girl. The girl can get away with a couple of selfies in her bedroom. I wouldn't recommend doing that because I still think you should take some nice DSLR pictures. But yeah, half of your pictures are fucking selfies.
Really?
Yeah, there. Go ahead and look again.
I don't even remember what pictures are being used.
Yeah, half of them are literally selfies in your bedroom. To be fair, you're in underwear, and that's my point. You get to stand in your underwear in your bedroom, take a selfie, and like, holy shit, that's hot. Whereas a guy, it's like, mate, try getting away with that.
No.
It's just low effort. It looks shit. Even if you have the perfect body, go and take a proper DSLR photo of it. What other points? Yeah, and then just be clear with your intentions when you message girls. Like, the message that we send is, hey, you're cute, I'm Imogen, I'm looking for something specific. The girl will say, what's that? And then you say, you know, a guy I'm seeing is teaching me BDSM. Is that something... is a BDSM or a threesome dynamic something you would like to... something you've explored or something you would like to explore?
Yeah, steer the conversation. Know where you're going. Don't waste your own time.
if you don't want to say it like that, here's how I would phrase it. If you're not into BDSM and shit, just say, if it's on her profile, just say exactly what we just said. Hey, you're cute, or hey, you're sexy, I'm your girl's name, I'm looking for something specific. And then your next message will be, a guy I'm seeing is exploring a threesome dynamic with me. Is that something you've ever experienced, or would you like to explore? Like, something like that. Mm. Just push it towards threesome straight away. Don't fuck around. You don't have time to fuck around. You will find the more clear you are and the more upfront, the more girls will say yes. Because you haven't, like, tried to slip it in there and be a sneaky little mole. That comes across as creepy as fucking hell. It comes across as snaky. No one responds well to that, especially not girls. As in, if you just talk for, like, 15 messages and then say, oh, by the way, like, would you like to try a threesome? She's going to be like, fuck you. Why did you just waste my time?
Waste both of your time.
It's so disrespectful, and I can't believe that's, like, the main tactic that most people use, especially guys. Yeah, so many guys just walk in there and, like, they'll make an indirect opener. Like, they'll walk up to a girl on the street and be like, so, do you know the directions to the train station? And she'll be like, oh, it's over there. And then he'll just, like, oh, it's nice weather today. And he'll just keep going. And then eventually he'll be like, so, actually, you're really cute. Can I get your number? And it's like, no, you creepy fuck. Why did you just talk to me for 10 minutes? I had no idea what your intentions were. You fucking freak. Just tell me straight away. Like, don't fuck around. If you think I'm hot, say, yo, you're hot. If you're scared to say that, say, hey, you're really cute.
Better. Less.
Better. Fuck you. Which one of us gets laid, pussy? Hey, sexy works way better. You know this.
To be fair, I haven't hit on girls in public.
Yeah,
but
it's exactly the same as on Tinder. Yeah, hey, sexy works way better. I get the idea that a lot of guys are shy and they don't want to say, hey, sexy. So I make them say, hey, you're hot. If they can't do that, hey, you're cute. But you need to work up to, hey, you're sexy. I understand sometimes that takes like 6 months of confidence, so. I'm not going to yell at you if you don't say that. Mm. Mm. Is that all the points? I feel like that's all the points. I guess the other main thing to say, if you want a threesome, just fucking the same way you do it by yourself. You need to play the numbers game. You need to do this with a lot of girls. You're going to fuck up a bunch of times, like we did, until we got decent at it.
We've had heaps of flakes, like so many.
Yeah, okay, that's another good point. Don't be disheartened if you get flaked. You will get flaked on probably 5 times more than you do by yourself. And that's not an exaggeration. Like, legitimately, for these three girls that we've met so far, and maybe the fourth one that we might meet next week if she meets up, the three that we've met so far, how many flakes have we had? I'm going to say, like, 30.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah.
And when we say flakes, we mean we went all the way to get her phone number. We have the phone number. We say, like, hey, are you free this week?
Yeah, and she's like, I'm really excited. And you're like, okay,
yeah, I can't wait to meet you guys. Yeah.
When are you free? And then it's just
And then
like,
she flakes at that point. Or some of them even say, like, Saturday, and then just, like, no, never reply.
Yeah. When you, like, go to actually, like, meet up.
Yeah. Like, the day before, you're like, hey, I'm excited for tomorrow. And they just don't fucking answer. And you're like, we literally set a date for Saturday.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's probably, like, 30 girls in order to meet 10. So, there you go. If you're getting flaked on a lot more than usual, or I think this is also worth saying, if your girl sets hers as bisexual, you need to have this conversation. You need to make her listen to this podcast, but you need to have a conversation with her and say, listen, honey, you're going to get rejected way more than I do as a guy, and way more than you're ever used to as a girl. Like, when you were looking for guys, it's going to hurt, but it's not you.
Yeah, I think I wrote something about that, about rejection. And
you did, in one of my articles.
Yeah, it's definitely different, a little bit confronting. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's not you. You got to remember from the girl's point of view, she's having to meet two of you. That's going to be intimidating and nerve-wracking as hell. So she's not flaking on you, or she's not flaking because you're, you know, it's more she'll wake up that day and be like, holy fuck, I can't meet two people. This is too much. What am I doing? What if, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can minimize it by doing what we said and saying, like, phrase it like, we'll go to a bar and see if we click, no pressure. We've said that to a lot of girls, especially the virgin girls. Like, we made it clear, like, we'll literally just grab a drink and we'll see what happens. Like, there's no pressure. We also threw in, this might be worth throwing in at some point when you're texting, just throw in, if you have any questions, or like, tell me if you have any questions or if there's anything you're unsure about. That probably reassures them like 10 times. You can also throw in if they haven't had much experience, which you'll find most girls haven't had a threesome, and a lot of them won't have fooled around with a girl ever. Make it clear, like, literally explicitly say in the text, once you get a phone number, literally explicitly text, we don't expect you to be perfect, we don't expect you to know what you're doing, there's no pressure, you don't have to do a good job, it's fine, the first time we'll just like muck around and see what happens. Like, you don't have to do a good job. Should we start wrapping up?
because this kid is, there's like a cute kid here.
Okay, so we just hit pause because these two little kids just came right up to us.
Yeah.
So we hit pause.
But as soon as you said hi, they ran away.
We hit pause on the fucking thing. Yeah, and then they're both just sitting there staring at me. So I go like, hi. And then they just fucking ran away.
I'm not sure like what I'd given them. They were like...
She smiled and then she ran away.
Yeah.
I love when kids are shy. It's like fucking adorable. But they'll come up to you and then you're like, hey. And then they just
you speak to them. They freak out. Like it's a dog. You make a noise and they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Right, we'll wrap up there. Yeah, above all else, if you want to have a threesome, like either on your girlfriend's profile or on your profile, just be prepared to get rejected a bunch. Play the numbers game. You'll have to message a ton of girls. You won't know what you're doing at first. That's completely fine. Your girlfriend won't know what she's doing. That's fine. The girls might be nervous, might be messy. That doesn't matter. Like, you'll figure it out, just like everything. Get in there and do it. Any advice you want to give?
No, I think we covered it in the rehash.